so that we will not live to regret our foolishness. And that was a lesson that Jacob had to learn the hard way. Amen.
Having heard the scriptures through the psalm, the Bible readings, and the canticles, and before we turn to the God who revealed himself through the scriptures, we confess that God, through the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 112. We stand. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the king.
And grant his government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants
shout for joy. O Lord, save your people.
And bless those.
Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
The Collect of the Week. Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed are those who observe and keep your law. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, to delight in your commandments, and to walk in the glorious liberty given us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And on page 114, we say together the first two prayers of morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue in prayer.
And Lord, we come before you in prayer, mindful that whatever our current circumstances, you work only for our good. We bring before you anything for which we are thankful, anything that concerns us, and anyone who we know to be in special need of your loving care. We remember, Lord, that nothing can separate us from your love, and so may the knowledge of your unfailing provision give comfort to those experiencing the pain of bereavement. We pray for the McConnell family following the death of Christina, and we continue to think of the Tolan family in their recent loss. Amen. We pray, Lord, for your church across our world, in neighbouring communities, and here in St. Columbus. Help us as your people to live our lives as residents of your kingdom here on earth. Teach us to recognise that the lessons learnt through your parables are relevant for our lives today. Heavenly Father, you ask that each of us spread your gospel wherever we may be, and even the smallest word or action on our part can have huge impact for the lives and well-being of others. We give thanks for our rich history of faith, and in St. Columbus we look forward to reaching out further to others following the current church renovations. Help us, Lord, to appreciate what you have given to us and use this to share with others the power of your love. Amen.
Amen.
We continue to pray for all those experiencing violence and war. Remember also those whose lives have been changed irrevocably through devastating fires and extreme weather conditions. Help us to respond sympathetically and generously to those affected by events beyond their control. Teach us to live in a manner, Lord, that preserves the world we have been given for generations yet to come. Remind us that every thought and action has a consequence, and we should live mindful of our impact on others. These and all our prayers we offer in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.